The Bogong song blends storytelling, shadow puppetry, dance, and song to tell the story of the Bogong moth, inviting younger audiences to experience a connection to country and discover even that the smallest creatures have a vital role to play. This exciting show has recently premiered at the QPAC from the 25th of September right until the 4th. And just in time for the New South Wales school holidays, it's coming to Bangarara Studio from the 8th to the 19th of October in Sydney. Benjen Mazza joins me now on 2SER Station. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. And yourself, Igor?
Yes, very well. Thank you so much for joining me on a public holiday. I appreciate your time. You've just had a successful season in Brisbane, now taking the production to Sydney. What's been the response so far from the kids?
I think they were pretty much captivated in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Not just through the projection, but just through the story and the shadow puppetry, the characters that Shalala, Brown Roberts and myself play, because we play multiple characters because it's just the two of us on stage, a two-hander. But the takeaway, I think, is some of the songs that are in it and the message within some of those songs. And, yeah, I think it was a very successful season at QPAC there.
Lovely. And Bogong Song is the song of a moth. What makes this particular moth the centre of the production?
So the Bogong moth, they're an endangered species in the Australian Alps. And usually they, over the years, the migration of the Bogong moth has been disrupted due to, you know, new buildings and the city lights disrupting that migration and causing, you know, them to kind of go off their course and their path. And so it's kind of like an allegory of how technology is kind of distracting us as humans. And, you know, sometimes we get caught up in our phones or on the screens. And so it's like a double-edged sword there. That's why the moth is kind of the centerpiece, because it's a mirror's reflection on today's society.
Yeah, beautiful. And what does it mean to listen to country, and how might performance arts facilitate that listening?
I just think it's reminding ourselves to connect back to country, or connect to the earth, because, you know, we come from the earth and we return to it. And like I said before, technology has kind of led us off that path, and through, you know, telling a story of this Bogong moth, we can use text, we can use poetry, we can use song and dance to kind of open up a conversation for parents to have with their kids on how we can try to find balance with having technology and trying to look after our earth so we can, you know, be here for millenniums to come.
Yeah, beautiful. And how might children engage with this performance, sort of to develop a deeper respect for nature and cultural knowledge of Australia?
I think through definitely the characters that are in it, because I play a Guthaka skink, a crow, and then Shalala plays a pygmy possum, as well as the brother and sister that we are. Through the characters themselves, it gives kids kind of a doorway to know about totems, because the crow is some of the totems of the area of the Australian Alps of where the, you know, country is set on. And so they can kind of ask questions that how the animals are connected to, you know, the land and us as a people as well. But, yeah, I think through definitely the characters of what they say and some of the lightheartedness delivery, because it's a lot of comedy in it as well, so they can, it's a soft approach for them to ask questions, to find out more.
Lovely. And do you have an opportunity for the kids to ask questions to you and the other performers?
Well, we didn't have any Q&As QPAC Cremorne, but we do have a QR code that links them to a little survey and whatnot that kids and parents can access after the show and just, you know, ask those questions and find out more.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, be sure to check out the Bo Yong Gong Song, the children's theatre production for some educational school holiday entertainment from this Wednesday right until the 19th of October. You can grab your tickets at the Bangara website. You do not want to miss this beautiful production. Thank you so much for your time today, Benjen. It's been really lovely to chat.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you for having me.